So, I guess I'm gonna take a crack at CB's questionnaire, the spill it. I'm not gonna try and say that string of words because it's 4 in the morning and I would stumble over it like nobody's business. So, yeah. So, just starting off, one, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your DWA persona? Let's say a 6. I don't have much of a persona right now because I haven't been posting that long. But I'm still figuring out what I like and what I can do and what I don't think I do that well. But I think they're all just kind of facets of myself, just different sides. So let's call it a 6 or a 7. Two, what is the story behind your username? It is actually a nickname that I've been called for a while now, for a good chunk of my life at this point. It is in an old dead language. My boyfriend calls me that. He calls me Eliza Chala, typically Chala for short. But I've always liked the way it sounds, and yeah, just kind of stuck. Even though I actually did make this account for G2A, but that's what happened. Three. How many languages do you speak? What are they? English predominantly. Wow, words. I took like 5-ish years of French, so I can do that as well. I haven't spoken it in a while, so I could understand it, but I don't think I could speak it off the top of my head like right now. Even though funny thing, say something sexy first, the first thing that comes to mind is the fact that apparently in French, you can. What if the pet names that people call their significant others there is Mon Petit Chou, which literally translates out into my little cabbage. And I find that absolutely hilarious. So yeah. Four, who does your celebrity look like? In reality, no one. Have I been told that I look like celebrities? Yes. The one that I've gotten before that makes no sense whatsoever is Beyonce, but no. Just no, just no. Five, who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? Obviously my boyfriend does, because boyfriend. And I have a close group of friends who know quite a bit about me. Can I share any of them? Secret. One that's not like deep and dark, I don't know, so I guess I can't share any. Not off the top of my head, it's 4 a.m. brain. Six, what bad habits do you have? I bite my nails horribly. It's god awful. I overanalyze things. I get really, really picky. Let's not continue this list because I could go on for days. So yeah. Seven, tell us the story of losing your virginity. I wish I could tell you that it was happy and romantic and all that kind of fun stuff that every girl wants, but it wasn't. It was planned to be, but it just didn't happen that way, essentially. But no, it was with my boyfriend. And he had been very good, and he's like, take your time, let me know when you're ready, blah blah blah, all that kind of fun stuff, consent. And I just kind of looked at him one night and said, I think so. And so we went out and got condoms and did the business. It wasn't horrible. I will admit that I cried. Not from any sort of pain or discomfort, but just overwhelming emotions, so there. I guess I can count as a secret. 8. How frequently do you have sex with someone else? With yourself? Someone else. I have the opportunities to do it quite often because I live with him, but it doesn't happen all that often. I'd say right now, with our work schedules, once or twice a month. With myself, that also depends on how I'm feeling. I think average about once a week. So yeah. 9. What is your biggest regret? I have a feeling that I will have more as time passes, because I don't think I will ever be able to tell people things that I needed to tell them. I got one. Biggest regret was stressing over my childhood. Not gonna go into detail, but it was a long ordeal, and for years I stressed about it, and you know, I was wondering why this didn't happen, why that didn't happen, and none of it was in my control. So I regret spending all that time just focusing on something I couldn't control. 10. What would you choose as your death row meal? I don't even know. I don't have a specific favorite meal. I kind of go through phases. If you're asking phase right now, it's not even a lie. It's chicken and stars. I am a total 4-year-old. So, yeah. No real answer to that one, I guess. But if you ask me something off the top of my head, I'd say chicken and stars right now. 11. What is your favorite scent? I love anything citrus. That is a majority of any body spray or perfume I have. I also like earthy scents, I guess it would go down as. I have a couple of like woods musky scents. I like those a lot too. Yeah, so we're gonna go with that. 12. What do you wear to bed on a regular night? On sexy time nights. Regular nights? That's changed recently, because I had a roommate before. I would sleep naked, if not only in a t-shirt. And it was probably an oversized t-shirt. More times naked, though. As of recently, since I've had a roommate now for a while, and she doesn't like, and we sleep with the door open, and nakedness is not okay with her, I've had to change. So I've actually been sleeping in a sports bra and maybe some shorts. On sexy time nights, you mean like before the sex happens? I might do something special, I don't know, but we're asking like after sexy time and I'm going to sleep, probably nothing. 13. Do you read in bed? Who is your favorite author? I don't make a habit of reading in bed. I should really read more, but I don't. But my favorite author at the moment right now is Neil Schusterman. I had fallen in love with his stuff, I want to say in like middle school. I read Unwind, and then it became a series, and I just flipped the fuck out. He is an amazing author. If you haven't read any of his stuff, you need to. So, yeah. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. That one's kind of funny, because our anniversary just passed, so, you know, sexy times for that. And, we kicked the roommate out of the house for the day and went to town. But, you know, good times were had, of course. But what really sticks out to me about this is the fact that I tried to ride him. And we've only done this position a handful of times. And this time it just wasn't working. It's a sheer size difference, seeing as he's well over a foot taller than me, and quite a bit wider than me, so it just wasn't working this time. So I just remember, like, being on top of him and straddling him and just crying because I'm laughing so hard because we can't get it to work. So that was my most recent sexual encounter. what word describes you best inside the bedroom, outside the bedroom? Inside the bedroom, curious. Most things I'm willing to try once, at least. I like the idea of a want will won't list. If you haven't heard of those, you need to go find that and do it, and then find a sexual partner and do it. Yeah. So, there's that. Outside the bedroom, I'm gonna cheat here, but probably curious as well. I like to get to know people. I like to get to know new things and whatnot. So, I just tend to, I don't want to say, like, get into everyone's business, but I like to learn new things. So, curious, I think, would be a good one. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? I have my ears pierced. That's all as of right now. I am planning to get tattoos, but being broke sucks. So, yeah. But I am planning to get tattoos. Actually, I have someone offering to pay for my first tattoo, so we'll see what happens. 17. Have you ever come without touching your pussy? No. I've had someone else touch it and make me come, but not just off the top of my head, just not thinking. Not a thinking orgasm. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? I think my record is 7. I don't think it was particularly a challenge. I think that number was actually given to me by someone else because they kind of just kept coming one after another. And I think he counted. So, yeah, I think it just happened. And obviously, yes, I am multi-orgasmic. It depends on the time, but I think more often than not, I am. I can go for a while. 19. What is on your sexual bucket list? Bondage. I would love to be tied up. I would love to be properly spanked. I've had someone slap my ass pretty hard before, but I would love to be properly spanked. Let's call it one more and call it good. I can't think of anything right now. Bondage and spanking right now. Let's call it that. And 20, describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Not having one right now, seeing as it's 4 in the morning and I'm in my kitchen. That's a good one. I don't know. Some people call it a cliff, and I can see that. And I think it depends every time, how I'm feeling every time. Most times it's a build-up, of course. And then I think I release, like, I tense my muscles, and then I release, and then I come, and convulsions, and some screaming, maybe some cuss words, general incoherency. So, yeah. I guess I'm gonna call that it. So, thanks for listening, and enjoy.